Baba Basra, Daf Pei Tes, Amud Aleph, page 89, side A. So, Mevahoyim Shamoya, from the Pasuk Vahoyim Shamoya and Dvorim Chavches Aleph, which Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Yidden, so it begins with the letter Vav, and then it goes Ad until the Pasuk, which finishes with the words Lelechas Achar Elokim Achirim LeAvdam. That's in Pasuk Yudalad, in Perek Chavches Yudalad. That finishes with the letter Mem. So we see that the blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu only includes the eight letters that are between the letter Vav to the letter Mem. The Gemara continues to explain the Kililon Be'esrim Ushtayim, and the curses that he gave Moshe Rabbeinu was in 22 letters. Mivahoyim Loisishma. Pasuk Kol Hashem, that's in Dvorim Chavches Pasuk Tes Vav. So that opens up with the letter Vav, V'hoyim Leisishma, and that goes Ad until the Pasuk that it finishes over there V'smakartim Shom Leivecho L'avodim L'shvaches, and that ends V'ein Koine, which is in Perek Chavches Pasuk Samach Hei. But that ends with the letter Hey. So when you start counting from the letter Vav till the end, and then you come around till the letter He, then you have all the 22 letters. We learned in our Mishnah, Mokim Shenogu Lomid Begasa Chulu, that when they are accustomed to measure with a big measure, Lo Yomud Bedaka, you cannot measure with a small measure. The Gemara is going to bring now several braises which are going to deal with the different halachas with regards to measures and weights. The siman over here is ein ma'ainin ve'ein goitshim be'agar midin ubelitro shloisho ve'eser nofesh mishkolois memachik ove leisasun leyasu. This is the siman for the following. Tana rabbanon, we learned in a braise, minayin she'ein moichekin b'mokim shegoydshim. From where do we know that one is not permitted to erase, to wipe away at the top of the measure, in the place where the custom is that they're goydshim, meaning that they overfill it over the top, a heap, like in the measuring cup. And even in a situation in which the buyer forgives, and he doesn't mind that the seller wants to moichek, wants to erase the top and just give him the exact measure. And also, from where do we know ve'ein goitshim b'mokim she'em moichekin, that you're not allowed to sell in a heap, like over measure and the measuring, in a place where the custom is that they would wipe it down, even if the seller agrees to to sell it with the heap, a little bit more. Talmud Loimar, that's why the pasuk comes to say, the Braisa teaches us in Dvarim Chavches Pasuk Tes Vav, Eifo Shleimo. V'goyim, etc. Yiloch. In other words, that the pasuk emphasizes that the Eifo needs to be a Shleimo. It has to be a complete, exact, and accurate Eifo. And therefore, it is prohibited to change from the custom of the place, even if there is mechila, even if there is forgiveness on the other part, from the other party. And the Raisa continues, Umanayim shim omar hareini moichik b'mokim shegoyshim v'livchas loy min hadomim. That if the, how do we know that if he tells him, I am going to erase in the place where they sell with a heap, and, but in because of that, I'm going to take off of the price minadomim, from the money that he's paying, because he's paying for a heap and I am just selling him the exact amount. And likewise, if the seller says harini goydish b'mokim shemoichakim, or he says I'm going to overfill if the place is to erase, and what he's going to do that ulahoysif loy al hadomim, and he will take some more money from the buyer because he's giving him extra. So how do we know that she ain't shomin loy? that we don't listen to him and we don't do that way. And even though there is no mistake over here, there's no worry that people are going to learn from this to do it the wrong way, because it's obvious, we can see that he's paying him more because he's adding more. Or he's taking off, if he's giving him less than the minhag. Talmud Leimar, that's what the Pasuk says in Devarim Chof, Ches Pasuk Tzvav, Eifo Shleimo Vatzedek Yiloch. So here it says it should be a whole and a tzedek. The word vitzedek is extra because it says already that the measure should be a shleima. But it's coming to teach us that a person should never, seller or the buyer should never change from the minhag of that place. Additional braisa with regards to this same subject, on the Rabbanon, we learned in the braisa, minayin she'ein ma'aynim, that we don't weigh on the scale equal b'makim shemachrim, in a place where the custom is that you have to weigh a little bit tilt the scale towards the benefit of the buyer. Ve'ein machrim b'makim shemayinin, and on the other hand, we do not give extra to the buyer if the minhag is ma'ainin, that you give the exact amount. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says in the Varum Chavches Pasuk Vav, Even Shleima Yiloch, that the weight of this stone has to be whole according to the custom of the city, no more and no less. U'minayin shim omar harini ma'ain b'mokin shemachrin. What happens if the seller says, I'm going to make it exact, even though the place custom is that machrin, that they do more for the favor of the buyer, and therefore instead, because he's giving him a little less than the normal, he's going to charge him a little less, minadomim, he's going to take off some of the money, the amount that he is should have given to his side, but he's going to be ma'ayin, and likewise the other way, and if he says the seller, I'm going to give him a little more in a place where the custom is to do exact, and he's going to do, because of that, to add to the price so that he'll pay a little more for the extra that I'm giving him. So she'ain shame, like that we won't listen to him. Talmud Leimer, we learn in the Pasuk in Dvarim Chav Ches Tzvav, Even Shleima Vatzedek Yilach. So the Pasuk again, the word of the extra word Tzedek, we learn that even if there is a change in the amount of money, so as mentioned before, and we don't have a chashash that the person will make a mistake, people make a mistake, we don't do so because of a chashash still of a stumbling, because you have to do like the custom is, and some people come get the wrong idea, and then they'll end up cheating the other person. After the Gemara brought this dinim that we learned from the Pasuk Shleima Vatzedek, the Gemara also learns a limud, something in the way of drush, from this verse with regards to reward and punishment in this matter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Misura. Rabbi Yehuda Misura said, it's written in the Pasuk, Lo yiyeh lecha beveischo, there shall not be in your home. And the Pasuk continues, Eifa veifa gedol lektana, the different measures, large and a small measure. So the fact that the Torah writes the extra word beischo, in your home, so we can learn that also that the meaning of lo yiyeh lecha beveischo means that there will not be in your home. And what it means, it would not be in your home, there won't be any money in your home. And that is that you're going to be poor. So how we learn like this is matam. What is the reason for this punishment? Is mishum eifa v'eifa, because you dealt in your business in a way of eifa v'eifa, that you had two different measures of eifa. One is a larger one, with that you used to buy, and one a smaller one, with that you used to sell. You used to buy it for your advantage, you used to sell it for your advantage. So therefore, lo yilcha b'beischeitash, it's not going to be in your house, meaning you're not going to have any money, because this is a punishment. Another similar drasha from the pasuk that precedes it, lo yilcha b'kischa even gedoy luktana, in your pocket there shall not be a stone, a large one and a small one. And this is a pasuk in Dvarim Chavhei Pasuk Yud Gimel. So from the extra lashon that the Torah says, lo yilcha b'kischa, So we darshan the drasha over here that this means that there will be no money in your pocket. That the matam, what is the reason for this punishment? That lo yi lecha bikischa, you won't have any money in your pocket. Is mishum even the even is because of the two types of weighing stones that you possessed. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, Aval, but if you are going to continue in the proper way of Evan Shleim of a Tzedek, which means you're going to fulfill all the halachas that mentioned before, so then, Yielach, then it shall be to you, you'll have money. Evan Shleim of a Tzedek, Yielach, you'll have money. And also the same thing, if you'll have Evan Shleim of a Tzedek, so then, Yielach, then you'll have money. The Gemara brings now a braisa with regards to the obligation of the Beis Din to see to it that the measures that and the weights that people use in the city, that they should make sure that they're proper. Tana Rabbanu, it's written in the Torah in Dvarim Chafei Pasuk Gimel Yud Aleph. It says that Lo Yilcha Bekischa Even Ve'Even Gedoylo Ktano Lo Yilcha Beveischa Eifo Veifo Gedoylo Ktano. So it would seem that it would be sufficient for the pasuk to write Lo Yia Lecha Bekischa Even Ve'Even and Eifa Ve'Eifa. So the two types of measures, the Even Ve'Even, that's for measuring for the scale, and the Eifa Ve'Eifa for measuring the grain, the other stuff that goes in the Eifa. And then it would have said one time Gedoylo Ktano, and then it would have said Pasuk would have finished that Even Ve'Eifa Shleim of a Tzedek. So the extra words of Le'yia L'cha that are written in the beginning of the second pasuk. Again, it says this is Le'yia L'cha again without Le'yia L'cha. Is Melamed that teaches us Shemamidin Agardumim L'midis that Beis Din sets up Agardumim. Those are people that are appointed that they need to take care that the measures in the cities should be accurate, and they will punish and beat whoever who doesn't give the right measures. And the Raisa adds an additional halacha. They did not have to set up people that they should take care that people should not break the prices and sell like for more money than the price. Because if one did sell for more than the price, so then everybody by themselves will go to buy by the others, and he will have to the market price will determine, so to speak, and he'll have to go and make it cheaper. The Gemara brings a story with regards to this this situation. The Venisia Oikimu Agardimin, in the house of the Nasi, they set up people, agardimin, bein lemidas bein lishorim, for both, for the measures and also for the prices. And not as we just learned, that for the prices they would not place this agardimin to make sure that the people keep the prices. Amar le Shmuel Karno, so Shmuel says to Karno, Puktnelu, go out and teach them the halacha that mamidim agardumim lemidis, vein mamidim agardum lesharim, that we place these people to watch for the measure, but we don't place them for the prices. Nofak, so Karno went out, vidorash lehu, and he learned for them that the halacha is that mamidim agardumim, bein lemidis, bein lesharim. He didn't listen to Shmuel. He said that you do place the agadum for the measures and for the prices. So when Shmuel found this out, Omar Lay, so Shmuel says to Karno, Mashmach, what's your name? So he answered him, Karno. So Shmuel cursed him. And he said, Tepuk Lay Karno Beinag. He cursed him that a horn should go out in his eyes. And actually, the curse did become fulfilled. And nafkele karna beina, and a horn went out in his eyes. And the Gemara explains, the ihu kiman sover, and karna, like whom did he hold that he said that you do place the agardimin also for the prices? The Gemara answers, like this, that Rami Chama said in Rabbi Yitzchok, mamidim agardimin bein lemidos bein lishorim we place the garment in four measures, and for prices, mipnei haramoin, because of the cheaters, because they wait until the one who sells it for cheaper will sell his entire merchandise and leave, and then when the buyers will have no choice, he's going to sell them for a more expensive price. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches us the shiurim of the weighing stones that they instituted. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. Hoya mevakesh mimenu litra. The purchaser is requests from the buyer to buy meat that weighs a litra. Shokel loy litra, so the seller weighs him a litra of meat as he requested, through a stone that is weighed of a litra, that he places it on the other side of the scale. What happens if he asks him to buy meat that weighs a chatzi litra, a half a litra? Shokel chatzi litra. Then he weighs for him a stone with that same measure. And if he wants to buy from him a revi'a litra, a quarter of a litra, shokel loy revi'a litra. Then he weighs for him through a stone which weighs a quarter of a litra. So the Gemara asks, Maiko mashmalot. So what is he coming to teach us? It's obvious, you sell to the buyer as he asks. The Gemara answers that what he's trying to teach us here, the novelty here is the misakninon maskile adhochi, that we institute ways up till here, that when the chachamim, the earlier chachamim, instituted weights, they instituted weighing stones only up to the weight of a quarter of a litra, but not less than them. And the reason is so that people should not come to cheat and to say on a stone which is less than a quarter that it is a quarter. Because since that this is a small weight, people won't understand the difference. And also, they're not the custom, it's not usual to buy in that measure. And people are not so familiar. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches us some halachas with regards to the way of weighing. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa. Hoye mevakesh mimenu shloishel rivle litra. If he asks from the seller, it should sell him meat that weighs 3/4 of a litra. But the seller, he doesn't have a 3/4 of a litra. So lo yoimar loy shkoy lishloishe rivi litra achas achas. So the buyer should not say, weigh for me 3/4 of a litra one by one. Each quarter of a litra by itself, a separate weight. Because that way the seller is losing, because he has to add a little bit every time he weighs. Because he cannot accurately give him exactly the amount, but he weighs it a little bit more, so there's always a little bit more to the buyers. But this one, he's going to have to weigh him three times, and each way he's going to have to give him a little extra. Ela shoykel, but rather he weighs the meat against the litra, against a full litra. Umaniach revi a litra, but he places the stone that weighs a quarter of a litra together im habasar, together with the meat. And therefore, it'll turn out that he's weighing for him 3/4 of a litra all at once. Similar halacha, ton rabbonu within the nabraisa. Hayim mevakesh mimenu 10 litrim. If he asked of him to sell him 10 litrim, lo yeimar loy, so the buyer shouldn't say, shkoyli achas achas vehechre. Weigh for me each liter by itself. And then hechreya means give a little bit more in each weighing, because then the seller ends up losing. But he weighs them all together at once, and he gives one hechre, one a little bit more in the favor of the buyer, but he does one for all them together instead of having to lose out by giving him a little extra for each one of the weights, for the 10 weights. The Gemara brings a braisa that explains what are the measures of the scale. The scale is made up from several parts. The middle part is called nefesh. That's the metal pole, which is hollow, that stands vertically, and it hangs from the beam of the roof. To this, they would connect a corner stick, that is the moit, the stick that was laying horizontally, and that was connected to the nefesh. From the two sides of this stick, they would hang towards the bottom strings that were tied to the corners of that moit, of the corner. And at the end of them, they were tied the plates of the Miznai. These strings are called Masna. And the greater that the distance that is between the roof to the place that the Nefesh and the Kone, that the middle and the vertical stick coming down from the roof and the horizontal stick, the further are, there is more room to tilt the stick and to tilt it in favor of one side, and in addition, we need to know that as much as the stick, the kone, and the strings to which the kapos, the plates, the spoons, the bottom which you actually weigh them, as long as the longer the measure and the greater the distance, so any influence, any drop on the scale will make a difference. Even a very little can sort of tilt the scale, the Miznayim. London Abrais. Nefesh Miznayim, the Nefesh of the Miznayim, that's the stick to which the stick that comes down vertically, to which the Kone, the horizontal stick, is connected, needs to be Tluya Ba'avir, it needs to hang in the ear in the distance of Shlesha Tvachim, three Tvachim from the roof. And also it should be higher of the ground, three tvachim, so that there should be no room for the seller to tilt in the weight for the benefit of the buyer, and the stick should not get stuck in its weight either in the roof or in the ground. Because once the weight goes up, you know, it bangs in into the side, into the roof or to the ground. V'kone u'misne shelo, and this horizontal kone stick, which is connected to the nefesh, to the vertical stick that comes from the roof, and likewise the strings that are connected to the sides of this horizontal stick, so they need to be together in the length shneim osor tvachim, four tvachim, so that the stick is four tvachim, and likewise there's also going to be four tvachim each one from the ropes, for if their shear will be less than this, then the seller would have to add a lot in order for it to be machriya, to weigh over in the buyer's favor. And now the Braise says that not all Miznayim, not all the scales have the same measure, but it depends what they're used for. B'shel Tzamorim, those Miznayim, those scales that the people that sell wool by weight, and B'shel Zagogin, and those that sell glass, that their usual weighing is things that are very light. So then it's sufficient that the scale is tluya ba'avir, that it hangs in the ear only a distance of shnei tvachim, of two tvachim from the roof. V'gavoya min ha'oretz, and to be high from the ground, only shnei tvachim, only two tvachim. And v'konu misne shelo, and the stick, the horizontal stick and the ropes, it's sufficient that together they should be the length of Tisha Tvachim, 9 Tvachim, which is 3 Tvachim is the stick, and 3 Tvachim each one of the ropes. Because since that they are carrying things that are very light, don't have a lot of weight, so that's shear is enough so that he doesn't have to add a lot in order to be machriya. And also, it won't hit the ground or the roof, and that's why 2 tvachim would be enough. V'shelchem v'ni v'shel bal habayis, but the scale of a storekeeper and the owner, that their custom is to even weigh even smaller weights, so then it's even less than that. It's enough that it should be tluya ba'avir, should hanging from the roof only a tefach, one tefach gvoim in oretz tefach, and raised from the ground a tefach. V'kono misna shelo shisha tvachim, and then the stick and the rope should be 6 tvachim, 2 tvachim for the sticks and 2 tvachim for each one of the ropes. V'shel turtoni, and a scale of turtoni, that's the a smith who sells gold and silver. So he sells really small quantities. By his shear is that the nefesh of the meznayim, that vertical piece, should be tluya ba'avish, hanging in the roof from distant from the roof only shalosh etzbois, 3 fingers, gvoim min ha'aretz shalosh etzbois, and high from the ground 3 etzbois. V'kono misna shelo ein li yedeya, and how long this stick, the horizontal stick and the strings of it, I don't know. What is the length they should be? Now, in all the measures of the meznayim that was mentioned in the Braisa, it is explained for what and for whom they are designated. Besides the first meznayim, which was shlosh tvachim high and 12 tvachim length. And the Gemara asks now, v'lahachka maitse, but the first scales that are mentioned in the Braisa, the Mai, for whom are they? Whom are they designated for that particular meznayim?